here's a story from The World.
Judges announced their verdict today in one of the most dramatic political assassinations in recent memory. I'm referring to the 2005 car bombing that killed the former Lebanese Prime Minister, Rafiq al-Hariri, and 21 others in Beirut. The UN-backed Special Tribunal for Lebanon found one defendant guilty and acquitted three others for the bombing and assassination, but found insufficient evidence to implicate Hezbollah in the assassination. That's even though all four defendants are members of the militant group, which gets support from Iran. Nadeem Shahadi is the executive director of Lebanese American University and joins us from New York. Nadeem, what are your thoughts following today's verdict?
Well, this investigation, it's not closure at all. It is, I think it starts, it's a beginning. It's the end of one process and the beginning of another. Now, the headline of not indicting Hezbollah or not implicating Hezbollah is slightly wrong because the tribunal in its rules is not meant to judge institutions or countries or organizations. It's meant to only judge biological individuals. And the enormous amount of material that we have as a product of this process will be the beginning of a re-examination of what everybody did. The Syrians, the Hezbollah, the Lebanese authorities, even the international community.
So if this is a start, what comes next?
Well, what comes next is the political impact of it. It is now established that Hezbollah had a link in the assassination, which everybody in Lebanon has been waiting for. It will have enormous repercussions on Lebanese politics, on international politics, and that's the immediate. But the facts that are included in the investigation and included in the reports are far more significant and much more than enough than what is needed to implicate Hezbollah as an organization and the Syrian leadership and Iran.
And the verdict comes, we have to remember, as new divisions have emerged over demands for an international inquiry and political accountability for the port blast that killed almost 200 people this month. Are you worried, Nadeem, that that might further complicate an already unstable political situation in Lebanon?
I don't think you can complicate the situation in Lebanon much further. This will, on the contrary, clarify things. And the lessons drawn from it could help resolve the situation in Lebanon. Lebanon is a country that has been taken hostage by Hezbollah, where politics and the economy and the whole social process has been paralyzed through assassinations, through wars, through isolation of the country, and people have to recognize this, and this helps.
How do you think it specifically helps come to that conclusion? I mean, what are the lessons from the whole tribunal and this verdict?
Well, there are two narratives about the current bomb, the bomb that happened in Lebanon.
And you're talking about the blast this month at the port.
Yes, we're talking about the blast and the fact that there was negligence enough to allow 2,700 tons of explosive material to be stored in the heart of the city. We blame corruption, we blame inefficiency, we blame, you know, all of, we're looking very much inwards. So you have this uproar in Lebanon against the whole establishment, which is very understandable. But in reality, this is not just negligence, this is not just corruption, this is the effect of paralysis. This is the effect of being taken hostage for 15 years and the country being paralyzed every time Hezbollah or the Syrian regime or Iran wants to achieve something. And they've increased their control and their hold over the country in that way.
Nadeem Shahadi, do you believe justice was served for Rafiq Hariri, his family, and the other victims with this verdict?
Justice is a huge word, but I think this is a very important step towards justice because given the operations of such a tribunal and the restrictions, and especially the restrictions of not even having the accused there, justice was served because it did point towards the truth.
Nadeem Shahadi is the executive director of Lebanese American University. He's been speaking with us from New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
from PRX.